Hey guys, before the podcast gets started, just wanted to apologize about the sound on my microphone. I had it set on the wrong settings. Hopefully you can listen to the podcast through to the end because it's pretty good stuff. Enjoy the podcast.
Random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artist. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
So this week has been a challenge for us. We had a disaster happen, which you guys will be watching a video about that.
It was a minor disaster, but a disaster no less.
Yeah, so today I want to talk about how to deal with disasters when they occur. How to get your mindset prepared so that when stuff happens at a show that is not that great, like what happened to Klee. Klee got rained out this weekend, and I would say that you could have handled that a little bit better than you did.
I think I probably get a 5 out of 10 for how I handled it. Maybe a 6.
I'm going to let you mostly take charge of this particular podcast because I want to share your insight with everybody so that they could understand what it was that you were going through and what that day was like for you.
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing that happened, to just give a little backstory, is that there have been things kind of stacking on one another going on recently that have been sort of stressful for me. And I think because of that, I've been like trying to manage my emotions, and leading up to the weekend of shows, I was really counting on like, okay, I'm going to have a good weekend of shows and this is going to be awesome. And I'm going to break through that discomfort wall and I'm going to be awesome. I had an awesome show Friday night. It was a lot of fun, and I went to the market, and I had a great day. And then at the end of the day, I got caught severely off guard by weather. And because I had put a little too much emphasis on having a perfect day, I lost it when things went sideways.
I would say that your behavior was very uncharacteristic of Klee.
Not as bad as it could have been, or it even was in the past, but A, I didn't keep my cool, and so I didn't do the things that I know to do to protect my stuff in a storm. And B, I didn't act how I like to act in stressful situations, which is calm and cool-headed and efficient.
So for anybody that's not really sure what she's talking about as far as show, she sets up at a farmer's market just about every Saturday here in Florida. And in Florida, a lot of these outdoor shows are rain or shine. So you got to kind of show up. You could give advance notice that you're not going to come in, but there is kind of like a penalty now when it comes to that. So Klee tries to make sure that she's at the market every Saturday, not only for the market, but for her customers and collectors that come and visit her. This particular Saturday, it was very beautiful out. In fact, I was back here in the studio when I received the text from Klee that it was raining, and when I looked outside, it was still beautiful here where I am at. It started raining and the winds picked up and essentially just soaked everything that was in the tent.
Yeah.
All of her display stuff, all my prints were out, everything underneath the tent was just soaked.
Basically, the wind was just blowing the rain in from every direction, and rain was bouncing everywhere, and no matter where I put things, they were getting rained on. I've had a little bit of a thing to deal with the market when it comes to weather because policies have changed recently, and that's been stressful for me, just dealing with being diplomatic, but also there are things that I feel are a little unfair, so I've been trying to emotionally deal with the fact that I can voice my opinion, but ultimately, if I want to do this market, I have to just fall in line.
Right.
And weather call-outs is one of them. It's kind of impossible to predict the weather here in Florida a couple days in advance, and that timeline got moved back even further. Now I kind of have to try to predict the weather a week in advance, which is, I'm just going to say, that's completely impossible.
Yeah, because you used to be able to call out on Wednesday for the Saturday market, and now they want you to basically make that prediction on Monday, right?
On Monday, yeah. And it's entirely inaccurate. On Monday. It can be inaccurate the day before, but at least I had a little bit of leeway to work with. So I'm already dealing with some pent-up feelings as far as the rain or shine market, and having done it for years, and trying to explain and make my case that Sometimes you just can't be a rain or shine artist. Sometimes your stuff just doesn't do well in the rain, and it's not a smart business decision.
Well, I would say that that's one of the issues that you run into when you're dealing with the farmer's market, because essentially what that market is based on are the farmers, and farmers will show up rain or shine. Farmers are there at like 5 in the morning setting up their stuff, and they have to be there. So if they're not there, their stuff goes bad, so they definitely have to be there. And it doesn't matter if their fruits or vegetables or whatever it is that they have get wet in the rain. I think artists tend to be looked at as kind of whiny.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes artists can be a little whiny.
Yeah, I would say that artists could be whiny. The one thing I would never, ever want to do is organize an event. I love artists, but I've also had to deal with a lot of divas in the art world. That when it comes to an event, you know, they want the green M&Ms, and they want to make sure that the ice cubes are shaped a certain way in their drink.
Yeah, and I would never want to come across that way, and I definitely wouldn't want to make any unreasonable demands for my own comfort. And over the years, I have tried to deal with weather. I've been in weather. I've rainproofed my setup in various different ways. We have rain walls. We've done the whole nine yards. But at the end of the day, fabric display components and things like that, they still just don't do that well.
Well, I mean, rain walls are all fine and dandy, but if your tent isn't supported, if you don't have side supports on your tent and it is raining and it is extremely windy, the rain walls eventually will become a sail and yeah. will make the situation even worse.
Yeah, that can actually create a very dangerous situation in high wind.
Yeah, we've survived rainstorms, but that's because I built that system of pipes that held the walls together and made the tent extremely secure.
Yeah, Rafi basically engineered our canopy from a standard pop-up to like a heavy-duty show canopy. Yeah. But I don't tend to use that setup for the Palafox market it's like a 4-hour
Yeah, it's a complicated setup. It's complicated to set up, and you're just doing a small market. Like, generally, you don't need it. That's where you really have to watch the weather.
We were watching the radar, and I thought I had until 4 p.m. before the main storm hit, but we got blindsided by a little pop-up storm that wasn't on the radar. And it hit really hard without warning. And so I basically went from sunshine and dandy to like panic mode. All the things that I know to do in that situation, I just didn't do them. Instead, I got mad because I was already mad about the subject of weather with the market. And all the stuff got wet, and I felt a very intense feeling of despair and guilt because your art was out there. And I was trying to protect it.
Oh, my art was fine. My art's waterproof. I design everything to be able to withstand. We've been through so much crap when it comes to doing these outdoor shows with heavy winds and rain and all kinds of other situations. So any artwork that goes out to the market is pretty much designed to take a beating.
I mean, my jewelry's gold and silver and copper. Yeah. It can stand to be in weather. The display components, they just don't do well.
Well, honey, the display components have been a ongoing battle for you.
So. And I have tweaked them over the last several years, and I think it's probably as good as it's going to get, but there's no completely weatherproof jewelry display system that I can think of.
So in the video, we cover our show disaster checklist, and that's going to be a download for everybody on Patreon. Like, all that stuff gets covered as far as like what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you should be prepared for. I'm curious for this podcast to talk about more like, what did you learn emotionally? How to deal with situations like that, would you say?
Yeah, so this weekend and the situation definitely solidified and affirmed a couple things for me. One being, if you have pent-up feelings, find a way to express them. And I've been doing that, but maybe not doing the best job at it, because I'm trying to be fair and diplomatic, but I'm also maybe tiptoeing around my actual feelings when it comes to the new rules and policies that are in place.
Right. You should always speak your mind. In fact, if you speak your mind before it becomes an issue that you stack within you, then you're able to speak it without allowing yourself to get upset. But the more you bury it,
the more it's going to come out when a situation goes sideways on you. The second thing that got really solidified for me is to really do everything in my power to keep calm and try to stay in good spirits when stuff is not going well, because you only do yourself a disservice by freaking out.
I wonder how many of our YouTube followers are going to notice in that video that you were on edge.
I'm sure it's pretty apparent. I cannot hide my emotions well.
No.
I'm pretty sure you can feel me from like 100 yards away when I'm upset. I definitely wear my emotions on my sleeve. And to me, it's very blatant that I'm not in good spirits in part of that video. And I watch it and I cringe a little, to be honest, because I'm like, that's not me. That's not who I truly am.
Yeah.
And I was upset with myself for several hours after the fact, which was totally unhelpful too. But, you know, you just learn from it and move on.
Yeah.
It could have been better. It could have been worse. I was courteous to my immediate neighbors because they were in it too and dealing with the same situation.
I guess moving forward, then you're going to consider the fact that you're ready for the next one?
Yeah. So I think if all you do is beat yourself up for how you reacted in a situation, there's not much to be gained there. But if you do treat it as a live and learn kind of situation, then I think you do walk away better prepared for something similar to happen again. If I go through something like this again, I'm not going to make those mistakes again.
Right.
I'm gonna be more on point with how I deal with it.
I would say that pretty much applies to just about everything when in your art career, you know, like the first time that you face rejection or the first time that you are going to approach a gallery or a show that you've never approached. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to say the wrong things. You're going to feel really, really bad. You're going to feel like you did wrong. When it doesn't work out quite the way that you wanted it to work out, or maybe you didn't behave in a way that you thought you should behave, that it's always an opportunity to be able to look back at that situation and say, how could I have done this better? And moving forward, giving yourself almost the excitement of, when this does happen again,
what will I do?
Yeah, what will I do? Yeah, you know, like where you're excited, because I think what happens is somebody that went through the same situation that you went through, let's say it's their first weekend at a market or even their fifth weekend at a market, and they go through that situation and a storm comes in and all their stuff gets decimated. I know of people that have given up after a situation like that because it's, you know, it scared them. And so they become afraid to do the market again, just like somebody who gets rejected and then they're afraid to put themselves out there again because they got rejected.
Yeah. And I think the whole scenario, whatever the scenario is, can be simplified by this. If you're in a situation and you remember to feel empowered and in control, there's a better chance of being your best self. It boils down to the reason I lost it that day was because I was playing the role of a victim.
Right.
Whenever I feel like some injustice has been done to me, I tend to forget who I am and act in ways that aren't at my best. And because I let those feelings of injustice stack upon themselves, crescendoing in a thunderstorm, I just reacted poorly because I've endured lots of weather with a totally calm and cool and collected head. But this time I had been playing the role of victim when it came to weather situations and perceived injustices and perceived unfairnesses. And so I definitely went into that scenario feeling like a victim and reacted in all the wrong ways. So ultimately the question is, am I empowered in this situation?
I mean, am I empowered or do I feel like a victim? That's something that you and I talk about all the time, which is about every situation.
And even if you're seasoned, stuff like this can still catch you off guard.
Oh, it totally sneaks up on you because you get comfortable and you forget to really like take a look at yourself and take a look at the situation. And these kind of things will sneak up on you.
The funny thing is, it's the contrast. Earlier that day, you know, you meet all kinds of people at markets and people say things that rub you the wrong way. It happens. And people say wonderful things. And I was observing myself earlier in the day thinking, wow, certain things that would have really thrown me for a loop and really bothered me and really caused a reaction, like, I am totally rolling with this. I am an empowered individual. And then it was like given the opportunity to see that, like, but there are other facets to this.
There are. There are always facets. It's amazing to me how something that, for example, like when doing Patreon and even starting a new thing with YouTube, with my creativity in my art, I'm totally secure. It doesn't matter if anybody says anything. And in starting to do a few more videos and doing these podcasts and doing these different creative things that I've wanted to do, I opened up a bunch of like facets and dark holes of insecurity that I didn't even realize that I had.
Yeah, by venturing into new territory, it's like you reveal buttons that you didn't know were there.
Yeah, exactly. And those are all these little buttons that are designed to make you stay small, to keep you small because that's where you're comfortable. And so in facing those situations and facing those hardcore weather or somebody at the market that is bothering you or another artist or anything like that, you get to face the way that you deal with things and decide, like, is this who I am? Is this who I want to be? Or do I want to be somebody different? And it's not about, you know, I want to be a nice person. It's about, do I feel empowered in this situation right now in the way that I'm behaving, or do I feel like a victim? Because even those people that, like, lose their crap and start yelling at somebody, they're not empowered.
No, not at all.
No, they're acting out. They're lashing out because they're a victim.
Anytime you lash out about anything, it's because you're feeling like a victim.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And a lot of times people masquerade that as empowerment, and it's not empowerment. Empowerment is being calm, cool, collected. And even if somebody's in your face, you just tell them, like, hey, back off. And so whenever I do find myself really getting upset or, you know, getting to that point where I may lose my crap, I know that no matter how much I try to convince myself that I'm empowered, I am definitely not empowered in that situation.
Not in that moment. No. You're not being your best self. So ultimately, my takeaway is talk about your feelings. And for me, it's, okay, I'm going to have to talk about how I feel with the people that are making these new policies at the market, right, instead of just complaining about it to Rafi.
Yeah.
I'm also moving forward with this lesson. Be my best self. And if I'm blindsided by a situation again, it'll be another life lesson.
Well, it'll be interesting because on Wednesday they have the market meeting, and
yes,
I'm going to be taking the camera. And I think that one of the challenges for that day, one of the art career and art life challenge, should be for you to speak your mind.
To be honest.
To be
compassionate about, yeah, why they've implemented these new policies.
Yeah, I mean, speaking your mind doesn't mean that you are just closed-minded and one-sided and that you just, you know, I'm going to tell you what I think is the truth. You know, that's not speaking your mind. Speaking your mind just means that you're being honest, that if you don't agree with something, that you just say, no, I don't agree with that. And that way you could open up that dialogue and actually talk about it and really, really understand where that other person is coming from. Because so most of the time it's a misunderstanding, and then you take it as something else, and then you stack it and you bury it inside of you, and it just frustrates you even more. It's better to be sure. You know, you want to know whether or not these people are actually behaving in the way that you think that they're behaving. Because if they are, then you could take appropriate measures. And if they're not, then you could change the way that you feel about it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know a little bit about why the new policies are in place, but I don't know enough about it to be in a feel-good place. And because of that, my lizard brain wants to assume that it's just a conspiracy,
right,
to make us artists uncomfortable.
Right, right. And that's one of the things that we have to deal with as artists, is that there are a lot of perceptions and a lot of stereotypes when it comes to artists. So, but it's also easy for us to fall into that stereotype and assume, you know, stereotype other people and assume that that's the way that they view us. I think for you too, there is that people pleaser side. So I think because you're dealing with like market managers and things like that, you have that authoritative figure in your mind that
it causes me to tiptoe around the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
It never works out. So I need to just be honest and compassionate, but honest about how I feel, and maybe learn a little bit about how they're feeling and why the things are happening.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, it'll be fun to film that interaction because I am going to take the camera and I'm going to film it. And we are going to do probably a vlog or a video about that situation. And you're going to take point in that video. So
that's frightening.
Yep. And that is it for the podcast today, you guys. Please let us know if you have any questions or if you can relate with the situation that Clea's been going through. Or if you've had any big disasters and how it was that you got through it. And thank you so much, you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. I absolutely adore you. And that's it. Say goodbye, Clea.
Good day.
Adios.